listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Have you ever looked in a mirror and really seen yourself? Now, we're not talking about how you look physically, but who you've actually become inside. It takes a lot of vulnerability and brutal honesty with ourselves to discover who we've become over the years and decide if we like that person or not and what we're going to do about it. In the newest Mormon message, Reflections, we see a man throughout his life making selfish decisions and acting in his own best interest until he is at a point in his life where he is, as the scriptures say, compelled to be humble. He then honestly looks inside himself with the help of his father to figure out how he can positively change. His father suggests that the answer lies in looking outside of himself and finding ways to help others. And that is how we gain true happiness and lasting peace within ourselves. We have the producer of that Mormon message here in studio today, Ala Velkova. Did I say your name right?
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. First, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
How did this idea come to be? How did you come up with this concept?
So it was kind of a long-running, you know, project. We started with one set of ideas, then it evolved and evolved and evolved. I actually came on board when this idea had been developed already, and it was targeted for male audience, for priesthood, essentially. And so I was in a meeting, and the idea was not working out. You know, we had a pitch, and so I was asked to take it and make it into something else. And here we are.
So what scriptures, quotes, or real-life experiences played a role and an inspiration in making this Mormon message?
There was not a particular scripture in the beginning. We thought about the conference talk that were coming up, you know, constantly at the conference. And I think one theme that we've really, you know, kind of felt was important at that time, and this is why this Mormon talk came to be, was the idea of looking at yourself and asking, is it my fault? Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I should not be blaming others on this. So it's just retrospective, you know, behavior. You know, this is what we're trying to bring up.
That's a really hard thing to do, to look truly at your mistakes and be humbled enough to recognize them and move forward. What did you learn about yourself when you were making this Mormon message?
That was a very interesting, you know, time in my life, because I actually brought a lot of my personal experience into this. And even though it was about a man who's an older man, you know, I thought, wow, I'm a selfish person. Most of my life, I'm doing a lot of things for myself. I don't have a family. You know, my family's far away. I'm not necessarily serving them from day-to-day basis. And so I just thought about my own experiences and wrote them in, essentially.
What do you hope that others can learn?
So I think the most important thing is that oftentimes it's up to us to make that change and decision. We do tend to blame our lives on circumstances, but we are powerful agents, and we can act in this life and make those changes that needed to be made.
There's a strong message about service at the end. And do you really believe that service can lead to a lot of happiness? If forgetting your troubles and serving others, is that really the way to magnify happiness in our lives?
I do believe that. I believe when we step away from ourselves, that's when we find the most happiness. And it could be in service. It could be, you know, just being around other people and surrounding ourselves with other people. You know, I think the most growth that we do by interacting with others, you know, and trying to put their needs in front of ours. So as long as we put their needs in front of ours, because service can be sometimes selfish, you know, we could be doing projects, you know, quote unquote, but it's putting these people's needs in front of us that makes the most difference.
Well, the Mormon message, Reflections, is really beautiful. Congratulations, Ala. It's great. It's really well done.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here. Of course, you can check out the Mormon Message Reflections on mormonchannel.org. Well, the quote of the day comes from Cheryl C. Lant, and it says, "What does it mean to love ourselves? Are we talking about being selfish or self-centered? Are we talking about being self-absorbed? No, we are talking about knowing who we are, where we came from, what we are to do, and where we are going. We're talking about appreciating who we are and the blessings and opportunities we've been given. We're talking about a love that gives us the confidence to serve God and our fellow man. Do you really understand the difference between loving yourself in a righteous manner and, on the other hand, being selfish and turned inward? Does your life reflect this understanding?" Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.